Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Kritot, Daf Kaf Zayin, and we're starting on Kaf Vav Amud Bet at the Gemara. So we saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a couple of three different. There was the beginning of the Mishnah, the Reish, and the Sefer. And the person set aside two Sla'im, two Sela, is a minimum amount of money you have to have for an Asham. Right? So the Mishnah, if you set aside two Sla'im for an Asham, it was the Kumari became Kochim. And then you brought two alim la asham, and then if there was a value. Where we got our problem starts in the second case of the Mishnah, where it said if you set aside, and you can say hello to Ed, I'll come back. Ed just joined us back from America after four months, welcome back. Right, I'm back in Israel, thank God, thank you. You look better in real life. Okay.
Nobody ever said that to me.
And then the problems we're going to see in our Gemara start in the Mishnah where you set aside these two Sla'im, and in the end you bought one Asham and one animal to Chulin. The first case was you bought Chulin with the two animals, and now the animals have enhanced, appreciated in value. You bought them for cheap. So you set aside two Sla'im to buy one Asham because you owed an Asham. And the Mishnah said that we saw the Shidduch Kubetz said broadly, if you had a case of a Shifcha Harufa, for example, which you had raised with the Shifcha Harufa, you've got to bring a Korban Asham, right? An Asham Shifcha Harufa. And you use that money instead for other things. You end up buying two animals. And animals appreciated in value. The first case, you bought two animals for Chulin. And you were basically over on Me'ila with the two Sla'im. And you got two animals which you were both over on Me'ila on. So you basically bring an Asham Me'ilot for that. And the second case was you brought one Asham and you brought one Chulin. And if you were only Mo'el Me'ila on the one seller, the other seller you brought the animal with. So the Mishnah starts with first understanding why in the first case the Mishnah referred to. So take half a second and read them again inside. So in the end, the one became worth two Sla'im that you bring for your Asham. And the second one, you put out to pasture. If you bought two Elim for Chulin, right, and the one was worth two Sla'im by the time you bought it as a Korban, right, and the other one became worth 10 Zuz. And we said 10 Zuz was 2.5 Selah. Where we said that when you over on Me'ila, you've got to, besides your Korban Me'ila, you've got to bring, you also got to bring back the balance which you stole from them, so to speak, and it's the value of what you stole plus 25%, which is the Chomesh. So now, if you stole, let's say, two Selah worth from the Bet HaMikdash, you've got to bring back two Selah plus 25% of two Selah. If a Selah is 4 dinar, so two Selah is 8 dinar, 25% of 8 is 2. So you've got to bring 10 dinar, right? A zuz and a dinar are the same thing. So you've got to bring 10 zuz. Now what happened there, just by sheer luck, the one animal was worth 2 selah, so that you brought as your korban asham, and the second animal was worth 10 zuz, 2.5 selah, that the Gemara is saying that you can bring as your asham me'ilot, plus your asham and the chomesh. The question is, which is the me'ilah and which is the keren? In the first case, the Mishnah calls, in the first case where it said, yivayachad me'yafishtai slaim, that's called the Asham. And the second one, go back to the previous case, said, and then in the second case it said, Shtei Slaim, Yikrev L'Ashamo, V'Hashayin L'Milato, V'Avi Ima Sela. Both times the second korban is called the Me'ilah, but in the one case the Me'ilah itself is the 10 zuz one, understand? And in the one case the Me'ilah itself is the one seller worth one, and you add a seller and a half, which is your keren plus chomesh. So sometimes the korban itself is called the Me'ilah, and sometimes the keren that you're bringing as with the 25% is called the Me'ilah. That's a Gemara's question. My Me'ilato, what's this Me'ilato we're speaking about? In the ratio, the ratio. Vasheni lemeilato. It says, "Where is the meilato?" Ilem al asham. It's the asham. So what's we're going to say now? Lemeimre the chomesh b'hadi almighty. You're going to bring your chomesh with the ayil, with the asham, with the meila. V'haketiv v'asher chatam in hakodesh yishalem v'chamishlo yosif alav. And the pasuk says you got to bring the keren, not the korban meilot. And there you got to add 25%. Almu b'hadi gzeilo mighty. With what you stole, you bring. You understand? The Gemara says, the Torah says you bring what you stole back even just with the korban, with the 25%, and besides you bring a korban. The first case, it says, that is your korban. Something's wrong here. With me? Okay. Right, so that's in the second case. The second sefer, he had the asham. And the second one is your meila, and you've got to bring now. So the first one, that's your original asham you bring for the ishivcha charufa. The second one you bring as your korban asha me'ilot. And then you bring the keren of the chomesh. You with me? So the me'ilah is the second korban. In the first case, we called the keren of the chomesh the me'ilah. You're always going to bring your original asham for your shivcha harufa, plus your asha me'ilot, plus the keren. Yeah, we brought the keren of the chomesh. We called it me'ilah. So it was al me'chomesh parei gazmat, ela mai me'ilato. So it was say, what is this me'ilato? The eight name mi hegdesh, which you got hana from hegdesh, v'yeshno mishtei slaim, the official asham. You set aside these two slaim for asham. V'lakach ben shnei eidim b'chuli, you bought two chuli. The yafesh tei slaim, when it was worth, the first one was worth two slaim. Makir al asham, v'yafe asara zuz, which was one which is worth 10 zuz, 2.5 seller. Yavle lemai the eight name b'chuli. This is where you get your hana from. The havelei gzeilu v'chomsho. So we going up and down. Sometimes we call the meila. A korban me'ila, and sometimes we call the me'ila the keren of the chomesh. Or my milato gzeilo, and second upside down. So what's the mayo kim to milato deresha gzeilo? In the ratio, we call the me'ila your gzeilo, that was your keren which you stole and you replace. If I am a seifa, echad asham v'chad d'chulin, should draw the right one the chulin. Im ayashem asham yafesh day slain. And if the yafe, if the second one was good to stay slain, you kerev la ashamo v'ashein emila v'yavim basid v'chum sh'al mamirato ayal asham reishka l'milto gzeilo. Bottom line is, we've got the reisha calling the one example meila, and the sefer calling the one example meila, and we're talking about two different things. One is the actual meila, one is the keren the chomesh, and sometimes it's called meila, sometimes it's not. We don't know what's going on over here. I hope I'm explaining it right. So the Gemara's like this. Sefer karelim, okay, sorry, and sefer karelim, that's the end of the question. The Gemara says, Ayil Asham, I think that's the end of the question. It says, B'mayo kim to the mil to reshek zaylo, and we say, V'chad Asham v'chad chulin, ima yashin Asham yafesh ta eslaim yikar v'ashamo, v'ashen emila, v'yavim ma'as ni v'chumsha, al me'milato ayil Asham, reshek karelay el me'ilato gzayla, seifa karelay el me'ilato, el Asham. Basically, that's the end of the question over there. What is this me'ila that we're speaking about? Is it the korban me'ila? Or is it the keren and the chomesh? The Gemara said like this. What is the answer? Here's the answer. Reisha dehavelei ayil dezavan keren v'chomsho. The shita changes that, not ruban, in both cases, to dezavan that you brought, that you bought. Reisha, then the reisha where we had the one, remember what was the case of the reisha? The reisha was, lakach bahen shnei eidim la'asham. He bought two ashamot. If one was worth, he had one was worth a seller, two slaim, but was worth 10 zuz, right? The ratio to have le ayil the zavan keren v'chomsho, where you bought the two ailim, and one of them was worth enough to be the keren and the chomesh, which basically become worth 10. Karu le me'il to gzeila. They called the gzeila your keren and chomesh a me'ila. And sefer de lo have le ayil the zavin keren v'chomesh. And in the second case, where you bought the one for chulin and the one for Asham, so you only moel on one seller, right? So there says the eye which you bought, right? Ayil the zavan, keren v'chomesh, carry the ayil Asham ilto v'yavi ima seller v'chomsha. So there, hello David. There, in that second case over there, they called the ayil of the Asham ilto. Right? It was your actual asham was the meila, not the keren. And you bring with it v'yaviba sele v'chomsho. Basically, the Gemara says like this. Sefer kare al asham me'ilto, which is the question, u'meshan yirash yirash ein reish yirahavi ayil ruk al korchach. Look at the Rashi now. We'll see if the Rashi helps us make a bit of a sense of the answer. But we've got the question clear, though, at least. Is the question clear? That one time we called the me'ila, the me'ilto, the actual korban me'ila, and the one time we called the keren and the chomesh the me'ila. Okay, that's the question in short, eh? You so with me?
The answer.
And all right, so that's the answer. The answer is that the Mishnah is basically, the second korban's always been called the me'ila. The Mishnah is using the word Me'ilah loosely, basically. Because every your second korban, the first korban was your original asham. The second korban is called the Me'ilah. So if the korban happened to have enough value for Keren and your Chomesh, it calls that the Me'ilah. If there wasn't the case, your Me'ilah never had to be as much as a 10 zuz because you only more than one korban. So it calls the actual korban Me'ilah. That's the answer to the Gemara. Kabayu Rabban Asher Bargadim Bekinus Chom Shema Ushit Kaper. Now I'm going to ask a new question. Rabban Asher is like this. Bekinus Chom Shin Mahu Shit Kaper. What does it mean Bekinus Chom Shin Rashi? Kagon Ma'al B'shtei Sla'im De Asham Kama Pa'amim. Now we saw already, when you were Ma'al by an Asham, which is worth two Sela, what is the Chomish that you got to bring? You got to bring two Zuz, right? Now we said a Sela is four Zuz, so two Sela is eight Zuz. So you got two, every time you mo'el, you got to bring a keren plus a chomesh. The chomesh is two zuz. So if you do that four times, then how many zuz have you been mo'el? Your chomesh amounts to eight zuz, which is two slayim. That's already the value of an asham, right? That's a good question. If you did multiple times here, right? Bekinus chomshin, let's say even five times, whatever, right? So now, he said like this: Bekinus chomshin, ma'al shi itchaper. Look at Rashi. Kegon ma'al b'shnei slaim da asham kame pa'amim ad sheyalu ha'chomshim l'shnei slaim. The chomish that you're going to bring now amounts up to the value of two slaim. So now you say to yourself like this: okay, listen, I'm going to be clever. Instead of bringing chomish, keren and chomish, I'll add all the chomshim together and I'll bring an asham. Okay, yeah, asham is two sela. I've now owed the Beit HaMikdash, besides my Gzela, so I pay back the Gzela, the Chomesh on each one of them amounts together to a two Slaim. I'll get a Korban on the way. Clear? Mm-hmm. That's what I think is going on over here. Right? So now Rashi says, Yamahu sheyikach mehen asham lemilato. Bekinus Chomshin kagon hefrish nei Slaim l'asham, two Slaim. Umal bekerin, yeah, Rashi said four Pamim, Dalet Pamim, four times. Shalu achomshin l'shtei slaim, it amounts to two slaim. Ma'u shidchaper b'chomshin levado, shikneh ben ayil, k'braz an ayil, v'akeren yipol nedava, taha motarhu, right, this is basically like a motarhu, right, the motar korban, balance of money. Rashi says, yeah, mi rabbi, and the Masosha says that, there comes from, look at the Otei Mem, he says, perush shamati mi rabbi. So that's how Rashi understands the perush here from his rabbi. That can you then bring it all together, bundle up your chomshin and bring a korban. The Gemara says like this. This is mi amrinan. Do we say? Here comes the explanation of the question. Im timti lomar. If you want to say adam mitchaper b'shevach hekdesh, right? You want, because now we're saying, can a person be mitchaper b'shevach hekdesh? How are you being mitchaper b'shevach hekdesh? Look at Rashi. Kagon lakach ayil b'sela. You bought an ayil for one sela. Vahukru tlaim and the sheep and stuff became expensive. The market price went up. Vamdu al shtayim. So now you're saying now really I owe hegdesh two slaim. I only bought it for one seller. There was hegdesh. There was shevach, right? And really, who got where did the shevach take place? When I was makdish the money to buy an ayil asham, the moment I set that money aside, whose money is it? Hegdesh's money. Now, I set aside one seller, and I bought this animal. Even though it's in my house, it belongs to Hegdesh. When I bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, it's now worth two seller. In whose possession did the enhanced value appreciate? Hegdesh's value, possession, not mine. I'm looking after it, right, for Hegdesh. It really belongs, it's their possession. So I'm like the gatekeeper. But it's theirs. So I bought it for one seller, I bought a Hegdesh for one seller, now it's worth two seller. Hegdesh really got the two, not me. So now I'm actually sort of like benefiting like a double discount here. Because I bought it for one seller, it's now worth two seller. It was Hegdesh was already at one seller, and I want to get the credit of the Korban for two sellers worth when I only paid one seller, and the value went up in Hegdesh's hands. I'm trying to think like of a common day occurrence. I'm trying to think of some example that would make sense in our lives like that. Because you've got to pay somebody back. Let's say you take a loan from somebody.
Pawnbroker.
No, but a pawnbroker, yeah. It's his though. It's yours. If you don't pay it back, it's yours. Let's say you take a loan from somebody. Let's say a person like this. Let's say a person. I'll give you a life story. Sorry. No, like this. Yeah, I'll give you an example. You give a person money to take to overseas to give to your, to your cousin. And they now think this, and they're going to buy diamonds with that money because diamonds are going to go up. And they'll sell the diamonds, make the money, and pay you back your money that they owe you. Right? You don't know. You don't care. As long as you gave them $1,000. You want your aunt in Israel to get $1,000. They buy diamonds. The diamonds go up to $5,000. They sell the $5,000, make $4,000, give your aunt back $1,000. What do you don't care? But really, let's say that the diamonds that bought them for $1,000 went up. Whose diamonds are those? They're really yours. Now he's going to pay you back with $1,000. Now let's say he owes you interest. It's complicated. You give a guy a loan of interest. He takes your. But no, it's getting too complicated. Forget it. Let's just stick to the case at point here, right? So they bought him. You understand what Shevach Hikdash is? So what's it like this? Do we say Adam Yichaber Shevach Hikdash Mishum Deketarich Kamei? Why would we say that he can bit of a Hikdash? Because he worked hard. He fed this animal. He made it work. In a normal case, we say yes, because he fed the animal and he worked the animal and he grew it up, and therefore it's really his shevach. But in this case, the local tariq lo mechaper. But yeah, just the value of the animal went up, doubled overnight. So it's not like, yeah, you know, see them with oil now. They bomb these fields in Iran, or it's going wild. You know, so if you bought Hekdesh barrel of oil yesterday to give to the Beit HaMikdash, and now say the time you come, it's worth double the amount of money. So it was Hekdesh's money, right? לא מתחפה, או דיל מהאם תמצי לא מה... אין לה מתחפה בשביל החידש, משום דלו אף פרשי. Maybe the normal case of the country. People can't normally get Hekdesh. Why? Because when they set aside the money, Rashi Mifrana for Shalom, Yah Shavei Lesedah, with it. It's only one Seder. So they set aside one Seder. But here in this case, but again, Kinus Chom Shin Da Afisha. But here we would say it could work. Why? Because really, it's all his extra amount, those Chom Shin, that he really is owing. So maybe we can say that he does sort of get a bit of a benefit out of it. She says over here, Emelach mitchaper, right? So therefore we'd say that it would work, right? Emelach mitchaper. Because yeah, this is really the question that was asked. Adam mitchaper b'sheresh. Well, no, that's the question in the Baramidrash. In the Baramidrash. Can a person do kafara with Hekdesh? Toshman, going to be bright. Mafish, nice name, Lasham. Our case. לקח בין שתי אלים לאשם, he bought two אלים, היה אחד מהן יפה שתי סליים, ויקרב לאשמו, that's our Mishnah. The one is two slime, he gives that one, as his אשם, והשני יראת שיסתיו, וימכר ויבלו דמיו לדבה. And he gives it over as a נדבה. So we see that the first אשם, that he bought for one seller, he was יוצא in his קורבן אשם. So he says, my love, זה זבים בארבע עיל, ושבח דשובה תמניה, ושמע מנה, אדם מנחפה בשבח הקדש, he bought it for four, became worth eight, he got the kapora, which was done for eight. And therefore, this is good proof that a guy can benefit from the Hekdesh, from the Shevach Hekdesh. Right, you got it? So Rashi said, he got like a seller, who grew claim, they became expensive.
He owes two seller.
He doesn't owe two seller, he owes an Ayil Asham. But the minimum value of an Ayil Asham has to be two seller. He bought it for one seller, and the market price jumped up. Slaim claim doubled in price, but he came to the village tomorrow with two slaim. And we see that it's good. He can get, his Asham is a good Asham.
No, he can give only one animal instead of two.
There's never been two animals.
He bought two, so therefore one was worth one.
Because it was worth one.
No, for what exactly what he bought? The guy said, I've got to go buy Korban Asham, I've got two slaim. He arrives at the guard to sell Ashman. He says, hey, wait a second, I can get a good deal. Well, the shepherd liked him. So you know what? I got two for one today, a special on. So yeah, you got two Ashman, you got two slime in your pocket. Take two. Okay. So each one cost you one. Right now, can you bring an aisle of worth one seller to for a Korban Asham? No. Has to be worth two. So you wait a few weeks, and now it's worth two. You arrive at the Amidash, you bring your aisle, and the appraiser of the Beit HaMikdash says there, looks at the aisle, he looks at his ears, he lifts up his ears, looks at his tail, lifts up his paws, measures the size of his legs, he says, this aisle is worth two slaim, move on.
So he benefited.
Right? So the Gemara says, Shlamina, Damin Chaber B'Shevach Hekdesh. And what says, lo, that's not the case. Hacha B'maya Skinan, the Ozil Ro'e Gabei. It was always worth two slaim. The shepherd, just for some reason, sold it in cheap. Maybe there's a plague coming along and you're scared. I don't know, maybe he had stolen them, who knows why, but he's not in cheap. So the worst is the worst start to get to the other bright. Okay, another one, Toshma. Like, another, we haven't really answered anything there, right? Because there, the bottom line is really what's worth for, she got a good deal. So it was like, let's look at another example. Toshma, lakach ayel besela, he bought an ayel besela, upitmo, vibidashtayim, kasher, the bright says, and he fed it, right? And now it became worth two, it's kasher. to good, very good, very good. So you don't have to go and buy seller for two, aisle for two seller. If you, even if you have your aisle born to you and you grow it up and now with two seller, you can bring it. Even if you didn't buy it, right? Yeah. So, huh? Why not? No. This, the fact that this case the Gemara brings is a guy bought it for a seller and he fed it. But let's say that he never bought it. Let's say that he's a farmer and he had a taleh born to him. And now he fed it for 2 years and is now worth two slain. Why can't he bring it? He can bring it also, right?
It's the same case.
Same case. The Gemara doesn't bring that case, though. We'll see in a second why. But they could have brought that case. At least we think, right? So the Gemara says, Toshma, lakach albis lepitmo mani lashlaim, kasher shma minar, lechabe beshem ehilish. The Gemara says, no. Here it's different. Pitmo shani. It's different when he fed it. Why? Tachasela tamnia, because really, he invested eight in it.
It cost
him four, and it cost him money to feed it, right? I don't know. He had a goat.
Yep.
Right? Cost money to feed it. Says, yeah, Rashi, the hachasid atamia zuzay, shehotzio bepitumor sele, it cost him money. So at this stage in the game, the Gemara seems to imply that you have to actually have invested eight zuz, right? Two slime into the car, into the animal. You have to have actually invested it. It's not good enough, it's only worth it. Like if you happen to find one, maybe you can't bring it, I don't know. Seems like at this stage of the Gemara, but maybe not. Was okay, let's try again. Toshma, lakach ayo besele vaharei hu beshtayim. You bought it for one and now it's worth two. Kasher. So the word says, no, hachinami kshepitmo. It doesn't work. That case, let's talk about the case that you fed. I don't understand. See, hachin hainerash. What's the difference in the two cases then? If the second case where you got it is worth two, and the first case where you got it is worth two, the first case you fed it, and the second case, then why the same case? Why is the same bright repeated different cases? The word says, no, really, what's happening over here? Reishin is avim ba'arba. The ratio of the case where you bought it for four, the ashbechay ba'arbach, and you invested another four in it. The chasele tam, you out of pocket, eight. It's actually, this is chasele, it's actually literal translation, out of pocket, right? Chasele, he's short, he's out of pocket, eight. But sefer, the zabin ayel ba'arbach, I'm not sure I understand this so well. I apologize for you guys come in, haven't slept, and I was in the plane in the early hours of the morning. I'm not sure I understood this so well. Sefer, the zabin ayel ba'arbach, but the sefer where you bought for four, you only actually spent three. V'shave tamnia, and it's worth eight. Right? So the Gemara said, but what are the words? I don't understand. Iyachi emesav. The sefer says yeshalem sela. Right? You got to pay a seller. How much is a seller? A seller is four zuz. Ha, but really chasele zayin. He's only out. He's out of pocket seven zuz. So how much should he have to pay? One zuz. And it says he's going to pay a seller, which is four zuz. So he goes, my yeshalem. He says, no. You don't have to actually yeshalem. One seller, tashlum de seller. Make up to the seller. In other words, you bought it for four, you paid three, paid an extra seller to Hegdesh to be out of pocket. He says, I don't understand now. So now, if you're going to tell me that doesn't work, and a person normally chamishah bechikdesh, kiyayv tashlum de seller, if he pays that seller, makes up that seller, that other zuz, my have, what's going to happen at the end of the day? Ayo ben shtei slayim bayin avaleka. Bottom line is, you want an ayo that's worth eight slayim. This ayo's only worth seven. The fact that you gave Hegdesh a zuz, doesn't suddenly make the ayo worth an extra zuz. You got it? The ayo's still a seven zuz ayo. I can say, you out of pocket 8 zuz, but make up your mind. Do we want the guy to be out of pocket 8 zuz? We're just looking to basically hammer the guy, make sure he's got enough money spent. Or do we want an aisle that's worth 8 zuz? But we've got the guy's out of pocket, but we haven't got an aisle.
Strap a zuz to his back.
Strap a zuz to his back. Right? Right? So that's a good worst question. The Israel, it says, bottom line is, we say you do mitchaper b'shevach hekdesh. So what's that? Understands? So then why does he have to give that tashlum de seller? Why does he have to make up that seller? If it's worth, either it's worth 8 zuz or it's not worth 8 zuz. Make up your mind. If it's not worth 8 zuz, then the fact that you gave an extra zuz to the Beit HaMikdash doesn't help. And if it is worth 8 zuz already on its own, then why do you have to give the extra zuz to the Beit HaMikdash? It's already worth 8 zuz. You with me? Right? Because the Hainu time at the Kiyav Tashumin said, why do you give the money? Because there's a reason. Gzeira Shema Yomru Ayil Pachot Mishtei Slayim Mechaper. The people know that you bought it for four, people know you only spend three fixing it, feeding it. When you brought it to Hamikdash, people are going to say, ah, he's bringing a seven zuz korban. And so they're going to think that you can start bringing cheap korbanot. So the Beit Din, the Xeris says, no, you know what? Everyone knows that it costs three zuz to feed it, even because you set it for eight zuz. But everyone knows you're going to make a bit of profit as the farmer. It only costs you less. Pay in the, what your the so to call the profit to bring it up to case. Well, it says, my habit, a bottom line, what's the end of the story over here? Do we say, Shevach Hekdesh you can or Shevach Hekdesh you can't? Now, again, I don't want to be out to you. If it's not clear to you how we got to this question in the first place, I'm not clear to me either. Okay? But it's an interesting sugya nonetheless of Shevach Hekdesh, right? So it says, Toshma, what's the bottom line? We've got a brighter. Beshat Hafrasha. I'm not reading the Shita Mukbetz here. There's a bit of a scarcer problem here. So Toshma, you know, like this. We're a bright, it's like a Beshat Hafrasha. When you set it aside, Yafesh said it was worth one sela, and Beshat Kapara, Yafesh Day Slaim, it was worth two Slaim, Yatsa. That's the brightest. Even you set it aside, it's worth one sela. The time you bring it back, it's worth two Slaim, Yotse. They have to spend money, they have to feed them. Even if it just happens to be that the market price went up, bottom line is that a person can do kapara with Shevach Hekdesh. Okay. So now, by Rabbi Lazar, now this question was asked, right? Rabbi Lazar asked this question. By Rabbi Lazar. Now look at Rashi here. There's an interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says, by Rabbi Lazar, it's on the other side, the Tosfot side, Rabbi Lazar lo shamir le hach brighter. Rabbi Lazar had this previous brighter, which we just read now. Rabbi Lazar never knew about that brighter. So now the Rabbi Lazar, he asks a question. He says, tell me. Adam il chapa shel hachedesh olo. The previous brighter just said yes, right? So Rabbi Yochanan, kama shanim gadol zeh b'neinu. How many years has God been with us, this gadol? Velo shama lachazo mimeni. He never heard me once telling him the halachas of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So look at Rashi here. Mimeni. Right? Velo shama lachazu imeni bitmiya? Question mark. So the Gemara says, "Bichlal Rabbi Yochanan." Is that we infer that Rabbi Yochanan told us this halacha? The Gemara says, "In yes." And where was this spoken about? Valhada Amra. On this case, this was the case we're speaking about. Right? Rashi says, "Masechet Menachot, Perek Hatorah." We've all learned that. Amra said, "Like this, Valhada Amra." Did now in the Mishnah, Vlad Toda, a Vlad of a Toda, right? Utmurata or a Tmura. V'chein ha-mafrish todato, or also a case where you set aside a korban toda va'avda and it got lost. And then hifrish acherit tachtea, and you set another one aside. Now what's missing here in the grid, and you found it. Okay? Ein t'una lechem. Right? Look at Rashi, into lechem, hata mefarish tam. And then the Gemara says, go look there in Masechet Nazir, to tell you why. In Masechet Menachot, the reasons. Right? V'shalach Rabbi Chanina mishbeid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chanina said in Rabbi Yochanan like this, Lo Shanu, when do we say in all these cases of a Toda, if you bring it in its another Toda in its place of something else, you don't need, remember that a Toda brings with it 40 loaves of bread, remember? Half of it is chometz, half of it is unchometz. Remember? And of the chometz, it's 10 loaves, and the non-chometz is 30 loaves, remember? Mm-hmm. We don't read all of this, you split it up into half you make 10 loaves of chometz, and 30 loaves of not chometz. Yeah, the three different types. Remember the different types of the different types of breads, right? So it says like this: Lo shanu elele achar kapara, the vlad ain taun lechem. This case of the first case of vlad toda, or any of these other toda, the vlad. Now we'll see why the vlad's relevant over here. When does it a vlad bring lechem? If you already had kapara with the mother. Aval if nei kapara, if you haven't had kapara yet, and you're bringing the vlad as your kapara, taolechem, then you do need bread. In other words, the vlad can be your korban toda. Now, what better example of shevach hekdesh do you have than the vlad? Because what shevach hekdesh? The mother was set aside as a korban toda, and she had a baby. Who's that baby belong to? Hekdesh. And you bringing it as your own korban. There's no bigger shevach than a flock of animals being born, right? If it was worth a seller yesterday, it's worth two slime today. But if you got one mother yesterday, you got two animals today, that's better off than that. And yet we see that if you haven't done kapara yet with a mother, you can do full-fledged kapara with the son, with the child, right? As we're being lechem. So that's what it says. And I think that Rashi actually says if the law shalom the vlad in the time lechal kapara shekvar yikriv et imo, you bring it rather. The answer that I need draw. But if nei kapara yakriv zebim ko imo, if you bring it in place of its mother, lechovat need draw as a to fulfill your obligation. V'taun lechem alma adam itchape bevlad dahainu shevach hekdesh. Rashi, the vlad is shevach hekdesh. So there's the good example. Okay, new case 9 point. New question quickly. What we're doing in time here. By Rabbi Lazar. Here is another question. Ba'alei chayim nidachin olo. This is all chazor. We've seen this Gemara as well. To buy ba'alei chayim nidachin olo. Remember this. We'll see. You remember this case in a second. In other words, ba'alei chayim. What do you mean ba'alei chayim? If you set aside an animal for magnish it, can something happen which as does that kedusha that you can't then bring the korban? Right? Knocks it out. Nidachin. But what that? Olo. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Harei kama shanim gadal zeh b'neinu. Same question. Rabbi Lazar. Where is he coming from? He's behind the guy will be there. But Lo Shamala Chazu, never heard me saying this halacha. What's the game? Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, what's the idea? Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. Here, the Gemara, this Gemara is from Kiddushin and from Zvachim and from Tmura Daf Kaf Vav. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan, Behema Shel Shnei Shutafim. Right? If you had a Behema of two parts, remember this example of Shnei Shutafim. Higdish Chetzia, the one owner, was Magdish his half. Now, let's be honest, when he was Magdish his half, was it possible to bring it as a korban?
Yeah.
No.
What was the most he could do? Remember, we learned, what was the most he could do with it? He could donate it and get the value of the money and give the money to Hekdesh. It was Hekdesh, it was the Kedushat Damim. Right? It wasn't Kedushat Guf. Kedushat Damim, right? The Chazav Lachachetzet. Now he went and he bought the other half from his partner. The Hekdesha. And he brought, and now he magnifies the second half. Right? So the Gemara says there, that writer says what? Rabbi Yochanan says, Aloche Dakas, Kedusha. It's kadosh, va'eino kreva, but he can't bring it as a korban. Why? Because from the outset, it was never able to be brought as a korban, because only owned half in the first stage, right? Va'ose tmura, but he can do a tmura, utmurato kayotzeba, and the tmura also can't become as a korban. The most you can do is sell it, get the money, and bring the money as in a davar to the Amikdash. And what's the Shema Minat Klat? We learn three things from this. Now, look at the Kutta Rashi. We've got the right version there, which comes from tmura. The algorithm is a little bit mixed up. Three things. What are the three things we learn? Shema minat klat. Balei chayim nidachin. That's the first thing, which is like a Gemara. That balei chayim are nidachin. Look at Rashi. Im nidchu yidchu le'olam. Look at the man the Amar and ein dichu ele b'chushchutin about balei chayim, etc. The second one was dichu mi'ikara habei dichu. That's the case. The second case is dichu mi'ikara. The fact that from the outset it was already dichu. When you magnish this first half of the animal, it was already dichu. Even though you bought the second half, that was too late. Right, so the dichron ikara is dichui, and the third example is yesh dichui bedamim. This animal which we brought was actually korban damim, right? It wasn't a korban guf. You could even use a korban. It was only damim, and it's dichui with damim. Those are the three things we learned from the halacha. Let me see that right. Now, shwaminat. Okay. Now, next question by Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer asked another question. Huzalu tlaim ba'olama. What happens if all the tlaim, all these the female flock, right? The whole world, the price drops. In other words, we know that you need a minimum value. Let's say, for example, two slain. Let's say there isn't such a thing. Let's say there's such an abundance of suddenly, I don't know what happens. The gene goes crazy, and every single sheep and goat in the world has a child, and suddenly there's like this multi-million flock of sheep, and the price of sheep go down that you can basically just come and pay 20 cents and take a sheep. And you can't buy a sheep for two slaim. And you're going to bring a korban now that's of two slaim. What are you going to do? That's a gross question, right? Huzalut klaim ba'olama mi'aminan mifchar nidrechem ba'inan v'haika. Do we say that you've got to just choose the best of your flock and you've got the best one? Or do you know? Kesef shkari b'nevek. You need a certain value and they haven't got it. So Yochanan, kama shanim gadalnu b'ben ha-midrash v'lo shamanu al ha-chazo. So he says to Rabbi Lazar, how many years you've been in this halacha that never come up? The Gemara says, "Velo, it can't be." I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Mipnei Ma'alu Natnat Torah Kitzba Mimechusarei Kapara. Rabbi Yochanan told that loch. He said, "I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Why did Torah not give a kitzba of Mechusarei Kapara? What about Mechusarei Kapara?" Rashi says, "Yeah, he brings the example Mechusarei Kapara." Last Rashi is Kegon Zav Zav Yerev Metzora. Rashi Kaparatan Ma'akvatan Minakotchim. Those are all the cases of a person who needs a korban, not for kapara, but an enabling korban. Remember, to enable it to eat kochim, right? It's a mechusa. He's mechusa kapara. Until he can bring the korban, He hasn't finished his process. But not like a chatat, for example, right? He's got to go and do kapara for a sin. So Shem Shuach can say, why didn't they give value to a mechusar kapara? Shema yuzlu tlaim, v'ein lahem takana lechol bekotchim. For the exact reason, in case suddenly sheep or the animal becomes so cheap, and this guy needs to do a hechsher kapara, and he'll never be able to do it because he won't be able to find animal worth enough money. The Gemara says, I don't understand. So therefore he's learned. So we said, "Aimer lo limadnu halacha zo." That's what he wants to say. Not we said there. V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan Rishu Miyochai v'lo shamanu halacha zo. He said, "Don't say lo shamanu. Say lo limadnu. We never taught it." Look at Rashi there. Lo limadnu la'chayrim. So that also can't be. V'har Rabbi Zaira, right? Actually, I think it's a bit of a change. It's not Rabbi Zaira. V'har Rabbi Chia bar Abba, right? That's V'har Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Mahader Talmudei kol klatin yomin kamei. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chia bar Abba would go over all his Torah in front of Rabbi Yochanan every 30 days. So how come Rabbi Elazar machti Rabbi Mishra during one of those 30 days? Gemara says, no. Ein belonit baksha halacha zo mimenu beit ha-midrash. He says, you're right. But while they were revising, this question never came up in the Midrash. So I never know. Okay. Gufa. Now the Gemara moves on. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rashbi. Mipnama lo nakna kitzba mechusha kapara. Why didn't the Torah give a value to these mechusha kapara? Shema yuzdu tla'im ve'enem takana lechol bekotchim. Because if that's the case, they'll be able to come into Mishra. It's kotchim. They'll be able to find an animal strong enough. Matki Rabbi Abai says it doesn't make sense. Elema ata chatat chelev. Remember, chatat chelev is like the classical chatat, right? Chatat chelev is you weren't sure right, if it was... If you ate shuman, if you ate chelev to shuman. You not ten la kitzba, then you should give a kitzba. Why? To the chapara atya. There should be a if you tell me that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that all these mechusay kapara, which are really just lash lishtaruye to eat kochim, they haven't got a value, then a regular chatat should have a value. So Rava now is makif to Abaya, makif to Rava. And in the Atai, that's like Hashab Nazir. Let's say again, lehavin a kitz, whatever a kitz for, why? Did a vatalahu da Atai. And Hashab Nazir, this is quite amazing, eh? And Hashab Nazir, look what he says here. What did Hashab Nazir come for? Right? It comes for a levatala. In other words, there's no real reason why he's been an Hashab Nazir. It does nothing. It doesn't enable him, it doesn't do a kapara, it's just one of the korbanot, just done. Right? Who the Tani, that the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Einecha Dabar Shubah Levatala, El Hashab Nazir Bilvat. So this is the only example you can think of where you bring a korban for nothing. It's not enabling you, and it's not for any chatat, because you bring a chatat as well. So the Gemara says, you're right, Kashia. Good question. Maybe you should have a value. Okay, new Mishnah. Amarfish chatat tova meit. A guy set aside his chatat and he dies. So now, lo yevenu beno achorav. Rashi changed that to achorav. His son shouldn't bring it after him. Right? So that's the. But now, if you look at Rashi, lo yevenu beno achorav, al chiyuv shelo. The Mishnah talking about you, your father died and left a chatat. Now you got to bring a chatat. Ah, my father's gone, you bring my father's chatat. You can't do it. You can't do it. Ah, but you might, Rashi says, we're not even discussing bringing it for your father. Because it's not kapara after you're dead.
It doesn't need it, it's the death gives him a kapara.
Well, that we saw the other day. Right? But here he's not saying that. Here he's saying that when a person's dead, it's too late. That's what I think Rashi's saying here. You're already giving an example why this is the case. We learned the other day when we said that death itself is kapara. We had it yesterday, sure, I think. Yesterday, sure, the day before. And we said that with the Mitzora, it's the Tsar is the kapara, with the Oledet, the giving birth is the kapara, and with dying, the death is the kapara. But that's what I don't think that's what Rashi's saying here. Maybe I'm wrong, you look in the notes, but my plain summary of Rashi is that when a person's dead, ain't kapara la acharmita. Not he doesn't need kapara after he's dead.
Doesn't do anything.
You can't, when a guy, you got this world to sort yourself out. If you haven't sorted yourself out in this world, it's too late. That's what I think Rashi is saying over here. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
but I think because he doesn't say, ein lo tzarich kapara, he already had kapara. He says, ein kapara la'achar mita, full stop. That's what I think. Right, okay. So, lo yivenu mechait al chait. Now, also, if you decide one chatat for one sin, you can't interchange them. Afilu fish al chalev sha'achal emesh. Lo yivenu al chalev sha'achal yom. Even if it's the same sin, you ate chalev yesterday, you ate chalev today, and you said it's not good for yesterday, I'll bring today's first, and I'll bring yesterday's tomorrow. You can't do that. Shnei mar wa'at, so the pasuk is korbano al chatato. Right? That's the pasuk that says, oh, da, there's a few psukim here. It mentions it three times. The three psukim here. Oh, da, elav, chatato, asher, chata, ba, vivit, kobanos, irizim. Oh, da, elav, chatato, asher, chata, vivit, kobanos, irizim. Three times the pasuk tells different places you got to bring your chet, your korban for your sin. Ache korbano l'shem chatato. Okay, dedicated. Come on, manah ani mi where that's what the rabbanan korbano says korbano. But korbano yotzei va'enu yotzei b'korban aviv. It's his korban. The pasuk says there korbano, right? His korban, not his father's. Korban yachol lo yatzei b'korban aviv b'behemah shifrish aviv min hakala al hachamura o min hachamura lakala. But yatzei b'korban shifrish aviv min hakala lakala min hachamura lachamura. Maybe that he works when you want to move for different types of sins. Your father got a kala. Rashi begins examples of a kala lachamura. For example, lo yatzei mida avera kala kagon nida v'chaylev shein ben mitat beitin. Right? If it's just an avera which had to go mitat beitin, in other words, if it was azara, it wouldn't be mitat beitin, right? And there, but and for why that is or why that isn't, those things we can't change. But if they're both the same type of sin, maybe you can. Right? Maybe yes. Okay? Simple. Go on, another bright question. אפילו מן הקל לקל ומן החמור לחמור אשר אין מגלח נזירתו על בהם השביש אביב. Maybe you just can't use your father's animals, even for a קל or a קל or a חמור or a חמור. Right? Why? Because it says that אין מגלח נזירתו על בהם השביש אביב. You can't look at Rashi, שהפריש אביב לנזירתו. Your father was a Nazir, you're a Nazir. You can't use your father's Nazirut for your Nazirut. מגלח על הנזיר means you finished off your Nazirut, right? The Nazir doesn't shave. At the end of the Nazir, he shaves. You can't use your father's Korban Nazir for your Korban Nazir. So we see for the same types of things. Aval, maybe, your father only set aside money. He had bought the Korban. Because with your father set aside money for his Korban Nazir, says the Gemara, and he hasn't bought a Korban Nazir yet, and you're a Nazir, you can use your father's money to buy your Korban Nazir. So maybe you can use money of your father's. You just can't use the actual animal. And when? Bisman chain stumin. Below bisman chain mufurashin. That's so long as the money there hasn't yet been earmarked. Look at Rashi, yeah? Bisman chain stumin. Shelo piresh eidu liknot chatat v'el liknot ola. Vachim v'ach 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 v'ach. He has to end an ola. He's got to bring 3 korbanot there. He's al hasham and ola lechatat, right? So he hasn't said what the money is going for. We just set aside the money. Maybe then you actually take the money and use it for your own korban. Maybe you can, right? Talmud omar korbano, but korbano yotzei, but ain't yotzei korban aviv. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, doesn't make any difference. Sorry, that's what I meant to say, right? The pasuk is pretty straightforward. Korbano, you have to use it for yours. Now those are 3 different cases, and we saw 3 times. So I have 3 psukim, right? In vayikra dalek kaf gimel, in vayikra dalek kaf chet. And we could have lamed bet. Right? So basically, 3 questions, yeah? We've got a korbano for 3 times, 3 different questions. Next question. Yachol lo yotzei afilu ma'ot she'ifrish aviv. Maybe the money you can't use. Afilu minakal lakal lo minachamura lachamura. Right? Maybe that you can't do. Your father's korban you can't use. Your father's money you can't even use. Aval, maybe you can. Yotzei afilu korban she'ifrish la'atzmo. Afilu lachamura lakal lo minakal lachamura. But maybe I set aside an animal. And now I want to interchange it. The Mishnah said you can't even do it on your own, right? Remember, the Mishnah you can't. Because maybe you can't. Korbano al chatato. That's why it says not only korbano, your animal and your money, but korbano al chatato for your particular ad sheyehe korbano l'shem chatat. Okay, pretty straightforward. Now yachol lo yetsa bekorban atzmo v'hem eshiv shel atzmo. Maybe if it's just an animal, he can't use it for his own for something else. Afilu kala kala min hachamura chamura. If it's for different kala or chamura. Why? Shechein imi frish behema al hachelev vehevi al adam. For example, if he had set aside on the chelev, which is a korban, right, which is a kala, or vehevi al adam. Adam, the dam over here seems to be over on Me'ila, right? Because the dam actually belongs to the Belamigdash. It's a more serious one. Or al adam vehevi al hachelev, other way around. Hare lo ma'al velo chiper. The Rashi himself says over here, lo ma'al velo chiper, that the Guru explain what it means. You care, lo ma'av lo chiper, mefash b'le kameh. The Guru explains what it means, right? Aval yotzei b'ma'ot shifrish la'atzu min hakala lakal lo min hachamura lachamura. Maybe you can't use the animal, you can use your own money. Not your father, that's about your own money, right? Right? Then the Shitta takes out these next words. Skip a line. Shechein im hifrish ma'ot lachelev. If he had set aside money for chelev, ve'evir ladam, and adam in lachelev, if he sharei ma'av lo chiper. Now we still know what Malachim means. The Gemara says, "Talmud Rav Chatato Asher Korban Lashem Chatato." Now it doesn't work. The Gemara says, "Okay, so now what do you mean when you said my lo ma alva lo chipe?" It didn't really didn't look up. The Gemara says, "Tiring Rav Shurash explaining about like this. Barashimi coming to Rav Papa. Okay, that's what it means. Kevan de lo matzi ma'il. If you set aside money or animal for a korban, you aren't able to do me'ilah with it. Why can't you do me'ilah with it? With a korban of a goof? Look at Rashi. Lo matzi." Where's the Rashi there on the Tosfot side? Kedlo matzimal the eino yachol lohotzi lechulin velo leshanota. Right, you can't do anything with chulin. You can't change it. You can't do anything with it. The afal gav the shita adds in. They're not afal gav the meshan. If you change it, the hakedusha the big dushata kaima. It stays in its kedusha status. The hegdesh she eino ba'al mum. Remember this, we've done this 400 times, right? Hegdesh, which hasn't got a blemish. Lo yetze lo olam lechulin. The only way you can get a korban to become chulin, not talking about me'ilah now of you getting hana'ah from berek habayit stuff. A korban, if you decide to call that korban something else, they can't. That korban never loses the status, therefore you can never get me'ilah from it. Right? So therefore it says, lo ma'al, you can't get me'ilah from it. And so therefore, kibbutam lo mechaper. There's no kapara for it either. Hoyo v'kach lo matzi meshane. If you can't change with the animal, about mab with money, kevan de'i meshane lehu money. It hasn't yet become an animal. Ma'il you can do me'ilah with because basically still damim. Umaiti korban have to bring a korban me'ilah. Therefore, I will be tchila. Now, maybe they said therefore he can change the animal. He can bring it for a different korban in the first place. Kamash b'lan he can't even do that. Okay. So that's basically, however you look at it, although we ran through that very quickly. Okay, we've got 4 minutes to do the Mishnah, and then we'll have to start it with, see what we got. Okay. Mevin mehegdesh kispa se'ira. Mehegdesh se'ira kispa, in other words, you can switch around now, a kisba or a se'ira. Right? Look, Rashi says, mevin mehegdesh. Shin he frish ma'ot, not kispa. If he says, I'm going to buy a kisba, right? Lechatato. In ratza, you can't mean se'ira. You can buy a goat or a sheep. We don't have, remember that they're both good, right? The kesev, a keves, or a sair, right? A female goat or a female sheep. You don't have to worry about that. And the same with Megdash kisba basira, and from a keves and a kisba, you can also buy torin reyuna. You can buy turtle doves. And from a hegdash torin reyuna, if you have to buy, you can buy asir tefai. You can buy the meal offering. How does it work, Kate said? He finished the kisba to say, originally he says I'd money to buy animals. He ani, God became poor. Yavi off, he can then, with that money, buy a bird. He became poor again. That's how he says that over off. Yavi asir tefa. He can buy a mincha offering. He finished asir tefa. If he originally says that for a flower offering and then he actually became rich, yavi off. He can bring it off. He actually became richer. Yavi kisba useira. Okay, we still got 3 more minutes. The Gemara says, "Binah, where do you know this from?" Tzarabaran mechatato mechato al chatro. The pasuk again. The 3 psukim here. The first pasuk is in Vayikra Hayvav. Second pasuk is Vayikra Hayyud. Third pasuk is Vayikra Hayyud Gimel. So Yavi et Hashamo Hashem al chatato asher chata. Nekeva menatzon kizba o sirat azim lechatat vechiper alav hakohen mechatato from his sin. Second pasuk says et hasheni yaseh alav kishbar vechiper alav hakohen mechatato again mechatato, and the third one says vechiper alav hakohen al chatato ashechata mechat meide v'nislach lo haita al hakohen mekarlel. It says al chatato. They're talking now basically all these things are talking about different korban chatato. What's in matam? What mean? Why do they have these 3 things? Minayin talmer minayin talmer shmevin mehegdesh kisba sara umehegdesh sara vekisba umehegdesh kisba sara torim ubneyona umehegdesh torim ubneyona shidayfa. Like we saw in the Mishnah, you can basically downgrade all the way. How does this happen? Kate said he frished the kisba sara. Originally set aside money for kesef nazar, but he became poor. Yaviop, it was a bird. He ani he got poor. Yavi shidayfa meal offering. He frished shidayfa. Aveshir became rich. Yavi off. He shir yavi kisba sara because animals. He frished kisba sara when he stabu. Now what happens if he bought, he set aside money and he for kesev or sirah, and now they became tamay, they got a mum. Imrat say, we put an off. If he wants, he can, and in the meantime, he became poor. Okay, that's what's missing here. He can bring an off. Rashi says, yeah, he brings an off. Look at Rashi over here. Menishtavu imrat say, avi bidmeh off. Kagon im he ani, if he became poor. Okay, he frish off, but if he had set aside an off, when he started, and then they both got a mum, lo avi bidmeh asir tefai, he can't bring, and he became poor in the meantime, right? He can't then bring the minch offering. Why? Shein lof pidyon. Because an off, you can't do pidyon with an off. You can do pidyon with an animal. You can't do pidyon with a bird. Rashi says, there she pidyon lo ne'emar ele be behemah. The concept of redeeming only works with animals, not with birds. That's why in the case of the animal it says mechatato, in the case of the meal offering it says mechatato. The Greek explains. We have to read, and the Greek says we have to write it three times. Mechatato with regards to kesev and ez, mechatato with regards to the bird offering, and alchato with regards to the flower offering. Just stick with one thing. Let's finish this weekend, tomorrow. Fish offering is tev ruya vi bravas shayfa shein of pigeon. Lachen imay mechatato alchato veitzchich loa lemichta mechatato gabe kesev sira shemichta gabe off the ikativ kra gabe hegdish. You know what? I think let's end. Let's stop over here. We'll carry on tomorrow.